Section 4. Rules of the Road. Speed Limits ORC 4511.21. Speed limits are considered reasonable speeds based on the road's design, the expected traffic volume, and dry weather without fog or other issues further affecting visibility. In less than ideal conditions, for example, inclement weather, bad road conditions, or high traffic volumes, a reasonable speed may be slower than the posted speed limit. A reasonable speed is necessary for a driver to maintain control of the vehicle and to bring it to a stop within an assured clear distance ahead. Regardless of the posted speed limit, Ohio law prohibits a person from driving at a speed greater than what allows the driver to stop in the distance available. Generally, speed limits are based on the type of road, two-lane, divided highways, etc., and the road's location as described in the examples below. Speed limit 15 alleys within a municipal corporation. Speed limit 20 school zones during recess and while children are arriving or leaving school during normal hours of operation. Speed limit 25 streets within a municipal corporation. Speed limit 35 state routes or through highways, except controlled access highways within municipal corporations outside business districts. Speed limit 50 state routes within municipal corporations outside urban districts. Speed limit 55 freeways with paved shoulders inside municipal corporations. Speed limit 70 rural freeways. Right-of-way. Right-of-way describes the priority of traffic flow, meaning a pedestrian or vehicle has the right to proceed with precedence over others in a particular situation or place. For the safety of all, yield the right-of-way to the driver who is at or arrives before you at an intersection. Drivers in the opposing traffic lane when you are making a left turn. The driver on your right at a four-way intersection if both of you arrive at the intersection at the same time. Drivers on a public highway if you are entering the highway from a driveway or a private road. Drivers already on a limited access or interstate highway if you are on the entrance or acceleration ramp. Pedestrians, bicyclists, and other drivers who are still in the intersection. Public safety vehicles, emergency, police, fire. Traffic signals ORC 4511.13. Traffic signals are lights that tell you when to stop and go. Traffic lights are usually at intersections and are red, yellow, and green from top to bottom. Some locations may have single green, yellow, or red lights, or the traffic lights may be horizontal instead of vertical. Red. A red traffic light means stop before entering the intersection. You must wait behind the stop line, crosswalk, or intersection until the traffic light turns green. Yellow. A yellow traffic light indicates the color is about to change to red. Use caution. Prepare to stop. Green. A green traffic light means you may travel with caution through the intersection if it is clear to do so. A light marked with a green arrow indicates you can turn in the direction of the arrow without stopping. Flashing yellow, slow down and proceed with caution. Be prepared to stop for any traffic flow that may be entering the intersection. Flashing red. Stop behind a stop line, crosswalk, or intersection before entering and come to a complete stop. Be sure no traffic is traveling across your path of travel before entering the intersection. Inoperable traffic light. Inoperable traffic lights are treated the same as a stop sign. Yield the right of way and use caution while entering the intersection. Traffic signs. Traffic signs indicate traffic rules, hazards, roadway location, roadway directions, and the location of roadway services. The shape, color, symbols, and instruction of these signs give clues to the type of information they provide. Regulatory signs regulate the movement of traffic. These signs give notice to travelers of traffic laws or regulations. Prohibitory signs instruct the viewer that an action is prohibited. The red circle with a slash represents the word no. Whenever this symbol appears on a sign, the illustrated action is prohibited. Warning signs tell a driver of possible danger that might be ahead. The signs are usually yellow with black lettering or symbols and are diamond-shaped. Work zone signs. These signs generally have a distinctive orange background. Nearing a construction zone, be alert, reduce speed, follow the directions of the signs, and watch for workers and equipment on the roadway, highway. In work zones, traffic may be controlled by a person with a sign or flag directing traffic. You must follow their instructions. Barriers, such as drums and cones, keep traffic from entering closed roads or other areas where it is dangerous to drive. Give construction workers a break. Be alert, reduce your speed, and be prepared to stop suddenly while approaching or traveling through work zones. Yield right of way to, and maintain a space cushion for workers or equipment on the roadway. Maintain a clear distance between your vehicle and the vehicle ahead, don't tailgate. Consequences for traveling faster than the posted speed limit, speeding, in a work zone can include doubled fines and jail time. Guide signs' shapes may be square or rectangular, and colors may be green, brown, or blue. These signs provide points of interest and services along the highway, information on intersecting roads, and help direct drivers to cities and towns. Guide signs can help you find hospitals, gas stations or service stations, restaurants, and hotels. Route number signs. The shape and color of these signs indicate the type of roadway, interstate, U.S., state, city, county, or local road. Corresponding signs, distances, etc., in maps and GPS applications assist travelers in wayfinding. Lane pavement markings. Pavement markings are lines, arrows, words, or symbols painted on the roadway. They divide lanes, tell you when you may pass other vehicles, tell you which lanes to use for turns, define pedestrian walkways, and show you where you must stop for signs or traffic signals. White lines separates traffic traveling in the same direction. White lines may be solid or broken, dashed lines. Yellow solid line separates traffic traveling in opposite directions. Yellow solid double line. Do not drive to the left of the center line, unless you must cross the lines to turn left or pass a slow-moving vehicle, for example, bicycle or vehicle displaying a slow-moving vehicle sign. Yellow solid line with a broken, dashed, line. Passing other vehicles is allowed for motorists traveling in the lane with the broken line. Passing is prohibited for motorists traveling in the lane with the solid line. Yellow broken, dashed, line. Vehicles traveling in either direction may pass vehicles traveling in the same direction when safe to do so. Two-way left turn only lane. A two-way left turn lane is marked with a broken yellow line and a solid yellow line on each side of the lane. It is also marked with white two-way left turn lane arrows. The marked center lane is for left turns only. Vehicles from either direction may use the center lane immediately prior to making a left turn. This is not a lane used for traveling or passing. Crosswalks. Crosswalks define the area where pedestrians may cross the roadway. You must yield the right of way to pedestrians entering or in a crosswalk. If there is a stop line before the crosswalk, the stop line must be obeyed. Not all crosswalks are marked in the same way.